On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent. At 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
It's a massive day in politics, with just 10 weeks to go until the UK is due to leave the EU. We'll find out tonight if enough MPs support Theresa May's Brexit deal. Here's Lucy with the very latest on what's set to be an historic day.
I say to members on all sides of this House, whatever you may have previously concluded, over these next 24 hours, give this deal a second look.
That was Theresa May speaking in the Commons yesterday, making a last-ditch appeal to MPs to back her withdrawal deal. But despite the Prime Minister's efforts, she's expected to suffer a heavy defeat when they vote on it tonight. In fact, it's thought 100 of her own MPs are against it. That includes Dartford's Gareth Johnson, who quit yesterday as an assistant whip.
Many people voted to take back sovereignty. They wanted to take back control. And yet now we're being asked to vote for a deal that would effectively require us to ask permission of the EU to leave. That's not taking back control. It's not what people voted for.
Issues around the Irish border are still a key sticking point for many, including the DUP, which also plans to reject the agreement. So what if the vote does go as expected? Well, Sevenoaks MP Sir Michael Fallon still thinks there's time to sort things out.
There's 2.5 months to go before we leave the European Union. It's perfectly possible for our negotiators to go back, provided Brussels listens to the votes in Parliament tonight.
Well, that's what MPs have got to say about it. But what about you? We've been chatting to shoppers in Rochester.
I very much hope there'll be a second referendum.
If British people were given all of the facts before they voted for Brexit, possibly the vote would be different.
I mean, as a member of the public, do I really know what's going on? And did I really know and everyone know what the initial vote was? The answer is no.
Throughout the day, you can keep up to date with the very latest on KMFM. Follow our live blog at kentonline.co.uk and watch Kent Tonight live from Westminster at 5.30 this evening.
KMFM News.
There's anger this lunchtime at plans to close 2 Marks & Spencer stores in Kent. The retailers confirmed it's shutting its shops in Deal and Ashford with a loss of almost 90 jobs. It's part of a wider transformation plan, but these shoppers in the seaside town aren't happy.
Absolutely flabbergasted. I come in here every day, without fail, every day, and I think they're second to none.
It would be a disaster for Deal. It's a very popular store.
Deal High Street is wonderful, and we've got lots of charity shops. Is that going to be opened as a charity shop again?
Last May, the company confirmed it would be closing 100 stores across the country over the next 4 years. The exact closure date for the 2 stores in Kent isn't known yet.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's admitted killing his wife at their home near Sittingbourne in what's believed to have been a failed suicide pact. 64-year-old Stephanie Packman's body was found at the property on Hurst Lane in Kemsley last July. Michael Packman, who's 67, was treated for a stomach wound at the time and today pleaded guilty to manslaughter by diminished responsibility. He'll be sentenced on Thursday. The family of a man who died after collapsing outside a train station in Kent on Christmas Eve have paid tribute to their lovely, selfless and fun-loving brother. 48-year-old Anthony Mancini, who'd recently become homeless and had been battling alcoholism, was found in a phone box near Ramsgate Station. His brother and sister say they're hoping to find out exactly what happened and have thanked those who tried to save him. A Kent dog has become the first outside of America to help comfort victims of crime during police interviews. Canterbury Christchurch Uni and the county's police force have teamed up to see how animals can affect people giving evidence. 2-year-old Labrador retriever Oliver has been trained to calm victims down and could later be used in court. Dr. Liz Spruin is working on the study.
He provides unconditional positive support and he's been trained to do that. So whereas a person might have an opinion and they might not, you know, like to comfort everyone, he has no judgment. He does not judge. You could be a defendant, you could be a witness, you could be a victim.
And trains using the high-speed line through Kent are being severely disrupted today because of electrical supply problems. Southeastern have had to suspend services between St Pancras International in London and Ashford International. Eurostar say their trains are facing delays of up to 90 minutes.
KMFM Sport.
With
dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Arsenal goalkeeper Petr Cech has announced he'll retire at the end of the season. He moved to North London from Chelsea in 2015. And in tennis, British number one Johanna Konta is safely through to the second round of the Australian Open. She secured a three-set victory over home player Ayla Tomljanovic. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.